What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Theron's Thoughts. My name's Theron Shetty. These are my thoughts. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are enjoying your Tuesday. Hey, everyone, there's a big writer's strike. Do you guys know that? There's a writer's strike going on. It started today, Tuesday. It's kind of crazy, right? It's always money. People are fighting for money. Studios. Writers are, I feel like it's unfair. I think it has to do with streaming. A lot of streaming money that they're not getting. You know, of course, I support artists. I do. I'm not part of the WGA, the Writers Guild. Even though I've written like 100 scripts. But I do support the writers, you know. Because I think of myself as a writer first. Always been. And speaking of, you know, I was walking down the street last Saturday. I was trying to shoot some content, and I walked by this guy. And I met him at an NYU alumni event. He was a writer for some shows back in the day, or maybe he's still writing now. And we were talking, nice guy. And he was like, hey, why don't you come to my cookout next week? And that was on Saturday. So I'm trying to do this new thing where I just go to things, right? Because it's so important to just try to network or show up for things. So I went to this cookout, and I think the average age was like 60, honestly. Like, people were a lot older than me. Like, I'm in my 40s. But the thing about it was they were all like working comedians back in the day, and they all had transitioned into writing jobs. Like, they were successful writers too. Like, they'd written on some major shows. So I got to be on this, I felt really privileged. I got to go to this cookout with all these, you know, comedians who went through what I went through. It's probably easier, actually. I mean, back then, in fact, somebody actually told me, one of the guys there was like, hey, you know, when we were doing comedy, there was like 200 people calling in their avails. Now it's like 2,000 people. Like, it must be so much harder. And I was like, yeah, it kind of is. I mean, it's also great. You can create your own social media and followings. Well, back then you were strictly at the mercy of the gatekeepers, meaning the bookers of TV shows. But there's so many people doing comedy. In fact, I was just on Facebook, which is why Facebook's like the kiss of death. It's literally like, I don't even know who these people are, but they pop up on my feed, like doing drive-by specials, and they're booked here. Like, there's so many comedians. And sometimes I'm like, well, why do I need to do comedy? There's so many, there's enough laughter. I am truly not needed. Like, nobody needs to hear Theron Shetty do comedy, right? There's enough comedy out there, and it's almost like this. It's almost like selling real estate. You know, like, everybody sells real estate. It's like everybody has their real estate license. Anyways, back to this cookout. So I just went around talking to everybody and just getting their story about, you know, how they came up, you know, where they came up. A lot of them were New York comedians, and it's really cool. I mean, for me, I'm always a fan of comedy, and I got to hear how the New York scene was in the 70s, how the LA scene was in the 80s, and, you know, how they transitioned into writing. And it was, I left there. I mean, one, it was interesting because age is coming for all of us. So I was like, is this my future, I guess? Just, you know, like, I don't know if they were still working. Maybe they were semi-retired. I'm not really sure. I'm sure some of them were working still. But, you know, I see my dad hanging out with his friends, and I was like, here's a group of friends who are just, you know, the friendship thing is so important as you get older, because that's all you have, really. I mean, the business doesn't really care about you. So it's your friends or nothing. Unfortunately, in my generation, everybody's super competitive. Like, honestly, like, nobody cares. Like, my best friends, like, they don't care about me. They couldn't care less. They're trying to make their own careers, which is fine. But it's a dog-eat-dog world. That's how it is. But looking at those friends at the cookout, I was like, these are people who were successful. So maybe they don't see each other as a threat anymore. Maybe it was just like, hey, we're all friends now. We lived our lives. We've gone through the travail. And here it is. So it just put a lot of things into perspective, because I feel like I've seen the full gamut of comedy, from people who have made it in comedy, people who transitioned into writing jobs, people who have quit comedy, you know, starting out in comedy. Like, I think I've seen it all. I really have. The only thing I haven't experienced is being famous, like what that's like. I've had a taste of that here and there, but on small micro doses. But I feel blessed that I've been able to, you know, see the world of comedy. You know, as a fan of it when I was a kid, I've got to actually experience it by being a comedian. So I left there very grateful. I thanked everybody there. I was like, thanks so much. I added them all on Facebook. And I went home and I watched all their TV stand-up from the 80s and 90s. And they were really good. They were really good comics. In fact, I would even say better than the comics are today, because a lot of comics today, they're like podcasters. Like, there's really no, you know, craft. I mean, there is and there isn't. People don't really care about the laughs on stage, but back in the 80s and 90s, they're all about the jokes. So I'm an old school kind of writer, I feel, and I really appreciated it. And, you know, I was grateful that I was even invited to this cookout. Anyways, so now I'm sitting here trying to figure out, all right, how to make money here in LA again. Trying to get auditioning, trying to get some income coming in. But, you know, it'll all work out. I have confidence it'll work out. And if it doesn't, hey, it is what it is. I hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk soon. Take care.